Hernandez Milligan, recorded on January 13, 1981. Interviewer is Sherna Gluck. Interview is recorded in her home in Lakewood.
In going over it, it seemed to me that your jobs were didn't last very long. You didn't stay in any single job up until that point for very long.
No, because going back, okay, if the war started in 42, the war started in 42, 41. Okay, so if we got here in 36, there wasn't that much time in between.
So probably, it sounds like it's almost a job every year.
Yeah.
Practically. Now, how did you, you mentioned that your brother was working at Lockheed. Do you remember how you decided to go to work there and how all that came about?
Well, the only thing that I can think of is that because of the war, then that's when you went into defense. You know, no matter what you were doing, I guess.
How did you go about getting the job? Do you recall?
You know, I can't remember. You know, I just cannot remember where it was. Was there a place that you put in your application?
There was, in downtown L.A., a single aircraft hiring office at one point. And then people would be, you'd say, I think, which of the companies you wanted.
Or they would just send you to these...
That might have been a little bit later. Now, was he at Lockheed Maywood?
No. He started at Burbank. And then he said, no, as a matter of fact, he said he started at the factory in downtown L.A., and then he went to Burbank.
Now, how did you end up going to Maywood?
I don't know, unless it was closer from where we lived, you know.
When you decided to do that, what was your image of what it was you were going to do and what the work would be like?
I don't remember. You know, it's very funny because during that time, you didn't think too much of if you were going to like it or not. You know, we were more defense conscious then. And you were thrilled at the sight of the American flag. Who does that now? You know. But that's the only thing that I can remember, that you were going to do, you know, and do it fast, whatever you were going to do. You wouldn't, you know, I mean, even think of going into anything else. You just had to go and do your part, I guess, as corny as it may seem, you know.
What work did you think you would do, or did you have any preferences as to what you would do?
No. I really didn't. I had no idea because, of course, I'd never worked in something like that. But I had no idea what I was going to do. I didn't know I was going to work for, you know, build ships or airplanes or whatever. And I had no idea what it was going to be.
How did you feel about it when you started this, in terms of the work itself?
I liked it. I really did because I became very good at it.
Now, what what did you do exactly?
Stabilizers. That's what they were called. Stabilizers. Stabilizers. And I ran a drill press, and they showed me. It didn't take long, you know, for me to learn. And like I said, I became very good at it. I think everybody did.
Yeah.
You did your best, you know, and you worked hard, and it was... No one complained or anything. You just worked hard, and that was it.
Do you remember how you were trained to do it?
You know, I can't remember. I don't think it was much of a training. I think he just showed you a wee bit, you know, and here's you go, you know, and then you do it on your own. Because I can't remember. Because I can't remember going to a training place, you know, and they trained you there. And then you were moved to, I don't remember that at all.
So you think you might have actually been trained right in the department
I think so.
That you worked in?
I think so. Because like I said, I cannot remember you know, going to a school or mm-hmm. something to be taught, and then I can't remember that. Now, I didn't even ask Angie that.
Do you remember what your department was like physically?
Open.
Mm-hmm. How big would you say?
Big. I would say, as big as a basketball court, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it bigger. I know it had, the tool, what were they called?
The tool cribs.
Tool cribs, mm-hmm. That's right. Tool cribs here.
On the side, in other words?
No, they were in the back,
mm-hmm.
back here. And there was offices this way, because that's where, I remember, that's where the doctor, you know, like mm-hmm. the medical part. There was this way. There were long tables where all the blueprints were on one side. There were four drill press right here. I don't know how big a space that was. I don't think it was too you know, distant from each other.
And how large was each press?
How large? You stood up.
Mm-hmm. And about 3 feet wide or so?
I imagine. Well, no, the drill presses were here, and they had to have, like, a table,
mm-hmm.
you know, because these long things that we worked on, I imagine that they were from here to that wall over there, and they were just about this wide.
So about 20 feet by maybe 3 inches, something like that?
They were about this wide, and, of course, narrow, thin, you mm-hmm. know, the material. They were about this wide, and about from here to the wall
mm-hmm.
over there. Oh, I imagine 15 feet, I suppose, because I remember. And then there, now they must have had indentations, you know, because how could you mm-hmm. hit that hole?
Yeah.
It had to be. I imagine it.
Pre-marked?
I think so.
Do you recall patterns that you laid on top
No. They were pre-marked. They must have gone through a machine. But I don't know if they did it there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They must have gone through a machine and it marked them, because I think it was just a, you know, just an indentation.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, they were about this far. Who knows now,
yeah.
you know.
So
but
each, so you would be drilling about 3 inches apart, in other words.
Uh-huh.
And how deep were they? You say they were about 15 feet long
mm-hmm.
and about 3 inches thick.
Wide.
Oh.
Wide, very thin.
Oh, I see.
It was a aluminum, very thin. No, they were about 3 inches
apart. And then it was
wide.
About 3 inches apart that you were drilling.
Like I said, to me that seems like it, you know, but now, who knows, maybe they were this far. But I don't think so. I think they were about like, you know, because you took this here, and it was, like I said, it had to be a table
mm-hmm.
to lay it on. And I think there were stacks on this way, and you just took one here, and you started. You know, you grabbed it with here, and then you just kept going like this, and just kept moving.
Uh-huh.
Just kept, you know, just pushing it.
Gloves to move it? Do you recall?
I don't think that you could. Is your stomach growling?
Yeah.
Mine was growling a minute ago. You want a little piece of cake, a little piece of fruit cake or something? I have some fruit cake there from Christmas. Anyway, that. You know, that I don't think that you could, because you couldn't work fast enough
mm-hmm.
if you did.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you had one for the handle of the, I think that was it,
mm-hmm.
that you had only one, you know, that, for the handle. But here, I think that you couldn't, because you couldn't work fast enough. But I don't think that you could. And it was, that they had oil on them.
Oh.
You know, so when you were
mm-hmm.
Drilling them, it would be moist, so it wouldn't, you mm-hmm. know, all that stuff wouldn't fly mm-hmm. on.
What, did you wear goggles then?
Yes.
You were drilling?
Oh, yes. That you did.
How long would it take to do one of these strips?
Didn't take me but a minute.
So you were, in the course of a day, you would turn out?
Oh, gosh, I did me.
A couple of hundred?
You know, that I can't remember, but a lot of them. A lot of them. I don't think it would take me more than, to do one, it would take me more than a couple of minutes.
Hmm. Just the motion, it looked very fast.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it just like this. You just boom, 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 boom. Like I said, I was very good. I got to be very good. As a matter of fact, I challenged the lead man. I think they were called lead man. Mm-hmm. That would do more than he at the same time, you know, and I beat him, you know, because I was used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, that turned out very good.
It was the first time, although you'd worked in factories before, it was the first time you operated any kind of heavier equipment.
First time.
How did you feel about that when you first began?
I don't know if I was afraid of it a little bit, maybe at the beginning, you know. But it didn't take you long, you know. I mean, it really didn't. It didn't take you long. You know, I mean, a lot of girls were riveting, you know. I mean, that would be harder. But
physically, was it?
I think riveting was harder physically. I think so. Now, my sister was a riveter.
Because it seems like that constant...
The metal on that was so thin that it just didn't take, you know, but like this, because it was very fine, you know what I mean? It's so very light, naturally.
But it
aluminum.
Was hand-operated rather than foot.
Oh, no, it was hand-operated.
Now, you said you would stand.
Yes.
What, did you stand on any mats or anything?
I think that they were a board off the floor,
mm-hmm.
you know, like with slats or some mm-hmm. type of thing. I think that's what it was, that I don't think you stood on the bare floor. I'm trying to think that if you had a stool to sit if you wanted to. I think that there was.
Now, you're not very tall. How tall are you?
5'4".
Was there any problem in the distance of the lever or anything?
It could be that was the... but the table was the same, so you couldn't get too high up because then the table would be off. No, I think that the table hit me about here.
About waist then.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so because, you know, I mean, what like this, you know. I think so. I think it's about here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think I minded at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that in your department were four drill press operators.
There were four drill press operators, and I think that one, the girl at the very end, was one of the operators. The little colored girl?
Mm-hmm.
I think that she was. I think she was one. Now, I don't remember. In this one.
And with the other, but the other two were also women. All four.
Oh
women.
Yeah, all four.
All four.
All four women. But they were mostly women, mm-hmm. you know, working. The only. Now I think that the men that worked in these. Like soldering,
mm-hmm.
they were men,
mm-hmm.
and they were further back, you know, that I remember too much because I didn't flirt with them too much.
They were too old. But now the whole building was the size of a
very
football
big
field or so.
Oh yes, it was big.
And then, but your department was only the four drill press operators?
No, there was. They had the four girl press operators, and that was a good size.
Like a small room. Mm-hmm.
Well,
area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that huge, you know, but it was because of course the parts that we worked on. And then there was this for all the blueprints. You could look at the blueprints. You know, you even had to learn to read blueprints.
Oh, so you did learn.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. You know, you had to learn to read them. That was. Here. Now there was a big door way over there. Now what was here? I remember that the there was a half wall here, over here on this side, and there were more tool sheds over here, more tool cribs, mm-hmm. you know. And just on the other side were the riveters.
Oh, on the other side of the tool crib.
Yeah. Then because I could see them, you know, because mm-hmm. one of my girlfriends was a riveter, mm-hmm. Margie. Mm-hmm. She was one of the riveters. Now, they were over here on this side, and then farther down, as were were there men working here too? But I can't mm-hmm. remember what the heck they were doing. I can't remember.
But it sounds like your department was basically just the four drill press operators.
Well, it was such an open space. You know, I mean, it was an open... I don't think that there were any individual rooms.
No, I don't think so.
No, because I think they were just half walls where they used for hanging stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and that type of thing. But it was just a big barn. I don't know whatever happened to it.
Who was your lead man then?
Tommy Hansen. That's all I... Tommy Hansen. Now, I don't have any of his...
Is he the one you think that taught you to do it?
I don't think mm-hmm. so. I think that the one that taught me how was the one I challenged, and I can't remember his name. I really can't, but I can see mm-hmm. him. He was a thin, darkish man. I mean, not dark, you know, but I mean...
Young man?
Yeah, not old.
Mm-hmm.
But, I imagine maybe in his 35s, I guess, or, you know, something like that. I can't remember his name. But
now,
I remember Tommy Hansen.
Was he just the four of you? Or did he come
No, I think that he did a few other things,
mm-hmm.
you know. Just a few, did other things. But Tommy Hansen was the one that... How did I get to know him so well? I don't know. I used to like him, but I don't remember why. What did he do, you know, that...
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe there were two lead men, you know, with the same department. Mm-hmm. Could be.
Now, when did you actually start? You started in 42?
Now, if the war started in...
December 41.
December 41. So I had to have started... In 42.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I have no proof or no nothing, mm-hmm. you know. I thought I had some check stubs of some kind. I don't even remember what I was paid. I really don't.
Do you think it was the early in 42 in the winter or later in the spring or summer?
Now, if I worked for him for 2.5 years, yeah, I remember the winter. It must have been around May or something mm-hmm. in that order, you know. I don't think we had such harsh winters then. I really, you know, the weather has changed mm-hmm. because I remember it being so cold, you know, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I always worked at night. I worked
from
swing.
The very beginning,
yeah.
you started working swing.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any special reason that you preferred?
No.
That's
except
just
that, yeah, that's the, I guess, what was open, I suppose. You know.
Now, when you first started working, the reason I was interested in when in 42 was because early in 42 is when the women were first coming in.
Mm.
But when you first went in, was it already primarily women?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, except for Margie, you don't remember other Spanish women.
No, not really.
But it sounds like there were a fair number of black women in that plant.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that I really don't remember... You know, I mean, I wouldn't remember their names. But their faces, I can't even remember. So I don't think that there were many. I don't know.
Tell me, when you went in, is Margie someone you met after you worked, or did you know anyone there?
No, I met her there.
Mm-hmm. And she was a riveter?
She was a riveter.
Now, how would you make friends there, for instance?
Well, I suppose at lunchtime, you know, just, or during a break, I think we had coffee breaks, mm-hmm. you know. Not many. You know, it was worked all the time.
Now, who would but, you spend time with on your breaks? Would you spend time with the other group personnel?
Yeah, whoever. So we used to take our lunch. Mm-hmm. And, we used to have lunch wagons also. And just eat outside mm-hmm. if the weather was good, you know.
So it would be, your lunch would probably be at about, what, 8 at night or something like that, 8 or 9?
Yeah, if you start at, no, earlier than that, because you start to work at 3, mm-hmm. I think we started at 3:45 or something like that. So 3, 4, 5, 6, and see it down there, 6. I think it was about 7, mm-hmm. because then, of course, you were out at 11:30, mm-hmm. you know. So I think it was about 7.
Now, from when we were talking before we started, it sounds like a lot. You were very involved in all the social activities of the company. How did you get involved in those? Tell me a little bit more about those, the kinds of things you would do.
Well, I don't know how we became, you know, I became so involved. I guess I was just asked, I suppose, you know, and we would just get together and here we go. Girls would get together. Like, I don't even remember how we used to go horseback riding and we used to come over here. I think it was this stable right here by the freeway, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, over here on Carson. Mm-hmm. I think that was that stable we used to come. And
you'd come in a group from the plant?
In a group from the plant. Oh, yeah, from the plant. And now, I'm sure it wasn't the old man that would drive us, so I used to come with somebody else, mm-hmm. you know, and I remember how I got home, but he had to drive me home. You know, but it was just always fellows, you know, that would they would drive and we'd all get together and would go and ride the horses out in the dark and just, well, away we'd go, you know, just riding by the river. And then that was one night we used to do that. I don't know how I ever got any sleep. But and then another night, we used to go swimming, and that was another, you know, I don't know, now, that I couldn't tell if it was the same group or it was a different group. Mm-hmm. I just cannot remember that. I can't remember who we, when we'd go horseback riding, who we, you know, what group that was. I really can't. But I think it was some of the lead men, you know, that would, I guess, but anyway. And then we'd go horseback riding, and then we'd go another night, we'd go swimming. Mm-hmm. That was in winter. You know, of course, this was an inside pool. We'd all go in and go swimming and swim till 4 o'clock in the morning, I guess. And then we'd all go home.
Only the swing shift people.
Yes. And then we'd get home, I'd be getting home, and my brother would be getting up. Where have you been? I said, I don't want to go back riding. I used to wash my hair. Would you believe this? I'd be washing my hair at 5 o'clock in the morning. I guess I'd go to bed with my wet hair and just, you know, dry it as much as I could, and then go to bed, sleep a few hours, and it'd be time to go to work again. Healthy as a horse. But anyway, then the... Then another night, we went ice skating. We'd go ice skating.
And this would be right after your shift.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, everything was done out, you know, I mean, yeah. We'd go ice skating, and we'd go to that one in Glendale, I believe. There's a big ice skating ring over there somewhere.
Oh, so you'd really drive far.
Yes. Yeah, that we would go ice skating. And that was, like I said, I don't know if that was the same group, or if it was another group, because I remember the when we go ice skating, it'd be the doctor would be in that, this plant doctor, because I remember him lending me some socks one time because I didn't have, you know, my socks weren't thick enough. And now that was another group. So I can't remember, like I said, I can't remember if it was the same group, but I think Margie and I were always together.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like there'd be a group that was very friendly and sociable, but your friends, there were only a few people, or maybe just Margie was your friend in the group.
Yeah, I don't think, there was another girl, I don't remember whatever happened to her, but I don't remember, you know. I guess no, because I don't think we just went to these things, mm-hmm. you know, and then we'd go on home. Well, we didn't have the time really, mm-hmm. because then we'd go on home and just have a few hours sleep, and then we'd back to work again. And what did we work? Or did we work 6 hours, 6 days, or four,
yeah,
five days?
I imagine Maywood was 6 too. Most places was 6.
Yeah, so I imagine that we worked 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you really didn't have time. You'd have to get your fun, you know, whenever, right after work, and then you'd go home and go to sleep, and then get up again, and back to work you'd go, you know. And then...
Was this more of a group activity, or would there be some pairing with some of the men?
No, group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think I ever had a date, you know, from any of these people that mm-hmm. I met. I think it was just a group mm-hmm. of people that just... went after work, mm-hmm. you know, and just all got together and just had all this fun and then just gone, because a lot of those men were married, you mm-hmm. know, poor wives, you know, I mean, that, but that was it. No, I don't think so, at least, mm-hmm. you know, that that I ever knew.
Yeah. How about dances?
No, we didn't go when I was working for Lockheed. I don't think so. I'm trying to think. Did we know? We must have known the girls from Gardena then. Oh, was that when I was working for the theaters already? Because I don't remember. Well, yeah, it had to because it was during the war.
Mm-hmm.
There are those pictures. I must have been working for, you know, Lord Lockheed. Well, now we'd go to dances from over there. That'd be another different group at college. Oh, yes, that would be
enough.
But
from work itself.
No, no. Uh-huh.
It was much more. It sounds like it was more physical. Yeah, sports,
more sports and of course we used to go to the movies also, all night movies.
Oh.
Some of the girls, you know, like Margie, and then we'd go if we weren't going horseback riding, if we were going swimming or ice skating. Go to the movies.
Now, would you do something practically every night after work then?
Well, it seems that way. I think that we did.
Huh.
You know, almost, like I said, I don't know when I got to sleep.
Uh-huh.
But I think that we did almost, you know, almost every night. It's something to do. And we'd go to the movies, go downtown, go to the movies. But during, like I said, I tell you at the beginning, you know, during those times, you could do all these things
uh-huh.
and be perfectly safe.
Uh-huh.
You know, we'd go to the movies all night, movies, and then go to the cafeteria, Clifton's cafeteria,
mm-hmm.
and have breakfast there, and then we'd come on home.
Now, who would you go to the movie with? Usually just
girls. Usually girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just all the, you know, like Margie, and like I said, there must have been a few others.
Now,
you
did
know.
You all live in the same
general
area?
No, I don't know how Margie got home. She must have had a ride, but I don't know how she got home if when we with all these
live?
Things. She lived in East L.A.
Uh-huh.
And we lived in...
And you were still living
on... Yeah, and, well, let's see, during the 99th and Main,
mm-hmm.
99th Street and Main,